From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. and Russian leaders discuss Syria and Ukraine. Presidents Obama and Putin met late Monday on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly session, agreeing they must help defeat the Islamic State group and hold military-to-military talks to avoid possible confrontation in Syria. But they disagree over the country's political future. Their exchange was described as focused and businesslike. Mr. Obama says President Bashar al-Assad's brutality disqualifies him from remaining in power and called for a new transition to leadership. Earlier, the Russian leader, in his remarks to the General Assembly, said Moscow wants to solve the Syrian conflict, but by strengthening the Assad government, or in his words, the legitimate structures of power. The Russians see Mr. Assad as a bulwark against extremists and oppose his removal from power. The two leaders also discussed Ukraine. Mr. Obama underscored his support for the country's sovereignty. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta told VOA Monday East African nations have worked to bring a new peace agreement for South Sudan that should expand their efforts to include the international community in implementing the pact to end 20 months of fighting.
I think the key focus now is actually on implementation. And given the fact that all parties have signed, I believe there is a keen commitment on the part of all South Sudanese parties to see a genuine peace achieved. And what they need from us is really the backing to see the process of implementation through.
He said it will allow the opening of humanitarian corridors in South Sudan, where the conflict has forced millions from their homes. It will also help in establishing an agreed-upon unity government between the current administrations and rebels.